You're listening to Sideshow Network.
Hello, this is Alonzo Bowden, and I want to welcome you to episode 151 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? Thank you for listening. It is Labor Day weekend. Is summer over? Probably not. Not where I'm at. I'm in LA. It's still hot, but it's going to be a beautiful weekend. We're going to have a great time. The Olympics are over, but football's coming. Baseball's going on. So sports fans, we're kind of busy. And that leads me right into my first story. Colin Kaepernick. By now, I'm sure you know, I'm sure you've heard, the quarterback of the 49ers said that he's not going to stand up for the Star Spangled Banner. He's not going to stand up for the national anthem. He says that, and I'm kind of paraphrasing what he said, but, well, I'll quote him. The one quote, there are bodies in the street and people getting paid. There are bodies in the street and people getting paid leave and getting away with murder. So, obviously, what he's talking about is partially the Black Lives Matter issue, but also just the oppression of black people and people of color in America. And this is his way of calling attention to it, protesting it, etc. And, you know, here's the thing. You want to know my take on it? I still stand for the national anthem. I'm okay with that. I think the national anthem, I look at the national anthem at its best, which is honoring the military, honoring the people who have fought for this country. And so I'll give the respect in that sense. I also absolutely understand what he's saying. Look, there is a lot wrong with the United States, and our race relations in this country are horrible, and it's embarrassing and it's shameful. And the reality is it's deadly. So for him to not stand, absolutely. And the funny part, the ridiculous part, what do people start doing? Burning his jersey. I'm going to burn my Kaepernick jersey. The reason that's funny to me is because these are the same people who would lose their minds if you burned a flag. You know, it's ridiculous. Here's the thing. This is the United States of America. You know what your right is? Your right is to protest. Your right is to protest. You have freedom of speech. You are allowed to protest. And these people who love America, love freedom, are hating a man for exercising his freedom. Why? Because his freedom happens to include black people and people of color. Much respect to the 49ers, to the team. The team responded in respecting such American principles as freedom of religion and freedom of expression. We recognize the right of an individual to choose and participate or not in our celebration of the national anthem. So basically the team's like, look, it's up to him. And if this is what he chooses to do, it's okay with us. He's taking the heat personally. He's getting a lot of heat. Yeah, there's always the yelling, oh, he should be kicked out of football and he should be kicked out of America. Send him back where he came from. Guess what, idiots? He came from America, the United States of America. It's where he's born. This is his country. He is so exercising the right. You know, in reading tons of stuff about, not tons, okay, a number of articles. Let me be a little honest. I don't want to over-exaggerate, right, Ryan Lochte? Because that over-exaggerate and gets you in trouble. In reading about this, one of the things I read, and I'm paraphrasing this, but from one of the most brilliant comics and one of the most brilliant social commentators in the history of the United States, Mr. George Carlin, said, yeah, the United States, founded by slave owners fighting for freedom. Yeah, remember, the founding fathers were slave owners, okay? They had slaves, yet they wanted their freedom from the oppression of England. So let's not get too high and mighty on how perfect this country is. Now, again, don't get me wrong. I love the United States, and I fortunately have had a chance to travel around the world, see numerous other countries and other cultures. A lot of them do work, but I love how this one works. But that doesn't mean that this one's perfect. And right now, with what's going on in race relations with a Donald Trump, which I'm going to talk a little more about later, but But to get mad at him for calling attention to this, no, I say good for him. Good for him to take a chance, because he's taking a chance. And some people are saying, oh, he's a lousy quarterback and he's just doing this for publicity. Maybe he's doing it because it's something he believes in. So kudos to him. You know, if he was doing this to support anything else, people might get behind him. You know, another thing I read, like if this was for animal rights or for breast cancer, or, you know, these same people, they didn't mind the White Lives Matter protests at the NAACP. They didn't mind that. A bunch of white people show up with guns at the NAACP marching around. Now, you talk about wanting to start trouble. That's their freedom. That's their freedom. But this man refuses to stand up for the song, and he's the worst American ever. And here's the other problem I have with this co-opting of words like patriot, words like real American, and all of that co-opt, and it's co-opted by the far right. It's co-opted by the right wing, as if somehow these right wing conservatives are more American than you are because you're liberal or you're progressive or you happen to be in some minority group. You know, them bad people. But whatever color they are, or whatever country they from, they ain't real Americans. They don't even have a gun. Some bitch ain't got a 50 round clip. What the hell? Yeah, they've co-opted this to where you're afraid to say you're a patriot, right? Because if you're a patriot, you're lumped into their group of crazy. And yeah, and I call that group crazy because it is. So, do I agree with Colin Kaepernick? Yes. Do I agree with his methods? No. But do I support his methods? 1,000%. 1,000%. Good for him. Good for him. Kudos. Shout out. And this has nothing to do with his ability to play football. Okay. This is something that he feels as a black man that he should not. He's an entertainer. He's being watched by millions of people. Literally millions of people. And he's like, this will be a loud statement for me to not stand up. And you know what? It is a loud statement, and people are hearing it, because if they weren't, they wouldn't be talking about it. There are some football players who agree with him. There are football players who disagree with him. There are veterans who do agree with him. You know, it's not like he's an idiot. It's not like this isn't a real issue. Let's stop pretending it's not happening. Can we do that? Can we stop pretending that it's not happening? Can we stop pretending that there aren't too many innocent people of color being shot, killed, and or otherwise abused by the police? Am I anti-police? No. I literally, you want me, I'll use your same line. Some of my best friends are cops. I know police. It's a tough job. Everyone admits that. But I've said this before, I'll say it again. We're waiting to see the good cops stop the bad cops. That's what we're waiting to see. The first time I see a good cop pull out a stick and whip a bad cop's ass, I'm going to applaud. Okay? It's a tough job, but it can be done right. And there's a lot of people doing it wrong, and they're being covered up for, and they're being protected. And you know as well as I do, whenever there's one of these so-called trials of a policeman who shot an innocent person, he's not going to jail. He is not going to jail. At worst, he'll lose his job. And it's murder, you know, and they're getting away with it. So kudos to Colin Kaepernick for taking a stand. Takes a lot of balls. Takes a lot of courage to be in that position, because the team could have easily turned on him. They could cut him, especially in football. They can come. You can get cut in football for any reason. So they could be like, we don't want to deal with this. The guy's got a bad ankle. We let him go. And I bet no other team would touch him if he got cut. So he put it all on the line. And I respect the hell out of that. I really wanted to talk about that. That was great. Donald Trump, then, okay, let's talk about race. Because this past week, Donald Trump, well, it started out he wanted to build the wall. And he hated the Mexicans and the Latinos and, you know, those Puerto Rican Mexicans, which to him are the same thing. And then he said he was going to change his position on this issue. And now he's back to being hardline, and he gave some bullshit speech and talked about the president of Mexico had talked to him, which the president of Mexico instantly was like, no, I didn't. And the worst thing, seeing Rudy Giuliani and some of his other idiot cronies wearing a hat that says make Mexico great again. Yeah, they want to make, you know something? I don't know who's dumber. I don't know what's more of an insult. What level of dumb is greater? That the level of dumb that they believe Latino people have, that Latino people are suddenly going to forget everything they've said and done because he's wearing a hat? Or are they so dumb and disconnected that they think that is going to work? I don't know which bar is lower. It's amazing. So here's the thing, and you know, when you're talking about the Trump campaign, which I hate talking about, you don't want to interject reality. You know, that it just ruins it when you throw reality in. So Donald Trump says he wants to throw 11 million illegal people out of this country. Okay, so some people looked into it. A right-leaning think tank, okay? So this isn't some liberals out to get you. This ain't Hillary. Right-wing, right-leaning think tank, American Action Forum, estimated finding, detaining, and legally processing and deporting everyone who's in this country illegally and preventing future unlawful entry would cost between $400 and $600 billion. To give you an idea how much that is, the United States military budget, which is the largest part of our budget, $598.5 billion. In other words, it could cost $500 million more than we pay for the entire military operation just to do this one thing. Okay, what we're talking about is, and these numbers come from this American think tank, it would take 90,000 immigration apprehension agents. Right now, there are 5,000 of them. We'd have to build 1,250 immigration courts. Yeah, right now we have 57. The lost labor and purchasing power of 11 million people, many of whom work. Believe it or not, Donald, Mexicans work. Latino people work. They own businesses and they pay taxes. But you want to get rid of them? That could reduce the nation's gross national product by $1 trillion. Okay, you claim to be a businessman. Where's your upside? Where's your upside? That's going to make America great again. What I'm going to do is spend $500 to $600 billion of the budget and lose $1 trillion of the economy. Yeah, that should make America great again. Why? Because they're brown. Because their skin is brown. And I'm scared of them because they're different than me. It's a fucking embarrassment. It is a fucking embarrassment that this is a presidential candidate and that people take him seriously. Rudy Giuliani, you should be ashamed of yourself. Chris Christie, you're a fucking idiot. The whole thing, I'm tired of it. It's not a joke anymore. The show's over. The show is over. Okay, but that's what they want to do. But the important thing, he's not a racist. Now, I'm going to give you, there's a lot of I'm not a racist going on right now. We got another one that, not a racist. Midland City, Alabama, little town in Alabama. The mayor, Patsy Capshaw Skipper, that's her name, Patsy Capshaw Skipper, she lost the mayor's position to a black woman. What happened was Patsy's husband died. The town said, okay, you can be the mayor. Because, you know, and when I say a little town, I'm talking about a town where 258 votes beat 100 and some odd votes. I'm talking a little town. But anyway, she lost to Joanne Bennett Grimsley, a black woman. And these people, again, the level of dumb, it's amazing. It's amazing. So Patsy, one of Patsy's friends, Belinda, asked Patsy, how'd you do in the election? Did you win? She said, nah, the nigger won. That's what she wrote, the nigger won. Then she comes back, and what do they always say? I'm not a racist. Somebody hacked my Facebook account. Someone hacked into her Facebook account just to answer one question off of one post. That with people like this, and I put Paula Deen in this same category. This is these old white Southerners. The reason they say they're not racist because they can't even comprehend that black people are the same as them or as good as them. And what I mean is to them, calling a black person a nigger is like saying hello. It doesn't, like, it's a given to them that the black person's below them. That's their norm. They don't see that as an insult. If your skin is different, your skin is black or brown, and you know, then you're a nigger or a spick or whatever they want to call you that week. It's not racism to them. It's like saying hello. Fuck them. Okay, I'm glad they're getting pushed out of offices. I'm glad they're getting pushed out of the national spotlight. I'm glad they're getting old and dying. Won't be in my lifetime, but there will come a time that they are in the minority. And their fear, oh my God, their fear is that they're treated as bad as they've treated everyone else throughout history. I wish you luck. Yeah, Patsy, you're a racist. You're an old bitch. And shut up. Go away. And nobody hacked your Facebook account. Jeez, learn to use Facebook. Understand that a post is public. A message is public too. You think nobody can read it, but people can. But at least if you post it on the front of your page, someone else might read it. Ugh. Sorry, didn't mean to get all upset. Been a little on edge lately. Why? Because I went to IKEA. Can we talk about the shitstorm? What the hell is going on there? Here's my situation. Kitchen cabinets done by IKEA a couple of years ago. I had a cabinet, had to be fixed, had to be put up. I go to IKEA to get the hardware for the guy to mount the cabinet. Oh, we don't have that anymore. Yeah, we still got the cabinet, but we don't have any the stuff to mount it on the wall. Now, why would we have that? You know, you can probably figure out something. Fortunately, the guy could. He was good at what he does. But yeah, screw you, IKEA. I got to walk through your rat's maze to find out that you don't even carry anything to support your own products. You know, people are like, why? Well, my whole kitchen has IKEA cabinets, so I guess I could rip out the entire kitchen and rebuild it to fix one cabinet. Or I, you know, next time, don't worry, it won't be IKEA again. Sorry about that, but it's been kind of pissing me off. What else has been going on in this nonsense? Anthony Weiner has wienered himself again. His wiener's back in the news. Anthony Weiner, his wife, Huma Abedin, and she works for Hillary Clinton. She is a friend and part of the Clinton campaign, etc. Well, anyway, she left him and they're done with him. He lost his job because once again, he's texting pictures of his wiener, sending it out, sending, here we go. There we go. Like to see, send you. Yeah. So, okay. So he lost his seat in Congress in 2011 after accidentally tweeting a crotch shot. Guess what? He blamed it on hackers. Yeah. Same as the mayor from that little town. And then there was the Carlos Danger thing, which ruined his political company. Ah, shut up. I'm not even going to read any more of this. What's wrong with these people? What part of digital communication, the internet, Twitter, Facebook, et cetera, is public? What part of that do they not understand? Forget about cheating on his wife, which is a low life move. You're an idiot. So you deserve to get caught, and you deserve, and to all the people who gave him a comeback, it wasn't CNN giving him a news show for a minute or something like, oh, shut up. Utterly ridiculous. Sorry, I seem to be in a mood, this podcast. So I'm going to stay in that mood. Here's another group that can shut up. Or as my friend used to say, get off my lawn. Here's another group. The Christian right, which is always wrong and seldom Christian. Their latest thing, porn addiction. That's right. See, they don't want to watch porn. They don't want to watch porn. They're sadly addicted to it. It's a disease. Now, I know if you're addicted to a drug, cocaine, crack, meth, heroin, and you're brown or black, you should go to jail. You should go to jail. That's not an addiction. That's a weakness. You're weak and you're a criminal and you should go to jail forever. But the Christian right, one of their leaders in South Carolina, and you better believe that you're big when you're up in South Carolina, wow, and this is hilarious. His name is Christian Hine. How funny is that? So Christian Hine, Tea Party activist, volunteer for the North Carolina Lieutenant Governor, was arrested and hit with over 20 charges of sexual exploitation of minors for a cache of child porn that South Carolina officials found on his computer. Kiddie porn. This guy's dealing in kiddie porn. Can I say it again? Kiddie porn, child pornography. So what did his lawyer say? Oh, don't see, he's a porn addict. And this disease led him to keep seeking harder and harder stuff to get his fix. Yeah, so that's why he ended up trading in child porn. He needed a fix. He needed a fix. See, the porn wasn't good enough, and then you needed... No, shut up. Shut up. And he's just an addict. And this is what they say over and over. They're talking... His lawyer said because of his depression and lack of romantic prospects, that he was reduced to being addicted to pornography and blah, blah, blah. Now he's only going to go to jail for 2 years, which is a damn shame. But this is their thing. The Christian conservatives like this. Why? Because now they don't have to take responsibility for their action. See, if I'm an addict, then it's not my fault. It's the porn. See, this, and what does this do? This once again protects the white male. See, this once, so now when you have that sexual urge, you know, that women get in so much trouble for, right? Because she's a whore. She was asking for it. She dressed like that and walked out the house. That whore was at that. They're okay with that. And if you're black, well, that's sex craze. Negroes, they'll attack and blah. See, everyone else. But when they do it, well, I have an addiction. I have a problem. I can help. Help. I can't go to jail. Shut up. Shut up. Throw him in general population and make sure everybody knows he likes kiddie porn and let nature take its course. Okay? Again, not an expert on religion, I'm pretty confident that if you're dealing in kiddie porn, you're going to be in a little more trouble than some person that happens to be gay or a woman whose skirt happens to be shorter than you thought it should be or whatever the hell else crusade you're on. This someone being a little too black. Or whatever other crusade you're on this week. Kiddie porn? Woo! I don't want to explain that on Judgment Day. Now, again, I'm not knocking beliefs. If you believe, you don't believe, whatever, that's cool. I'm just saying that if it's true, that if we have to answer at the end of our lives, we have to stand before a judge-type person and answer for what we did, I don't want kiddie porn on my list. I don't want to have, you know, you see what happened was, I was addicted. See, I didn't like the kiddie porn. Yeah, I know I had a lot of it on there and I kept getting it over and over. But it was, see, they hacked. Yeah, maybe they hacked into me. When they put the racist comments on, they inserted the kiddie porn. No pun intended on inserted. Sorry about that. But they put the kiddie porn in my computer when they were hacking it with racist comments. Shut up. Man, you better hope there isn't a judgment day or your ass gonna be in serious trouble. Okay, getting back to I talked about America, and I do love America, and why we're the greatest country in the world, and of course, now would be when my iPad decides to crap out on me. Oh, I want to find this story. Basically, it's a story about the food at the Texas State Fair. And this story was fantastic because you name it, they will fry it. Here we go. Got the computer up. Some of the weirdest things to eat at the Texas State Fair. Okay. Cookie fries. That's right. Cookie fries. When you thought cookies couldn't get any better or fries couldn't get any better, how about you take the two? A state fair vendor takes strips of cookie dough, throws them in a deep fryer, and then they're served with chocolate and strawberry sauce. Cookie fries with chocolate and strawberry sauce. You think that's good? How about fried Jell-O? How do you deep fry Jell-O? Well, it's a proprietary secret. They ain't telling you how they do it, but they're doing it. Chicken pot pie pockets. It's a chicken pot pie as a hot pocket. Get this. The dip, is it sweet and sour? Is it blue cheese? No, the dip, mac and cheese. That's right. Mac and cheese dip. It's just amazing. And here we go. I can't even explain this. Injectable barbecue balls. No, not those kind of balls. So it's an injectable. Here it is. It's a fried orb, and you inject barbecue sauce into it and then put that into the brisket. So imagine a little ball that you deep fry that you put inside the barbecue and you fill that with barbecue sauce. It's America. Some bit, you wonder why we weigh 300 to 500 pounds? Because we deep fry in Jell-O. Damn it. You talk about ingenuity? What? You worry about autonomous cars? Forget that. I'm going to learn to fry Jell-O. I love my country. I love it. You think the French learned to fry Jell-O? The French over there fighting over it, over the burkini. And thank God that burkini thing is settled. That I'm not even going to get into how horrible that was. That the Muslim women who had to wear the full coverage at the beach were being arrested or fined for wearing it. And forget that. I'm not even going to go into it. But them some bitches can't fry Jell-O. I tell you that right now. The last story that I want to talk about this week, and this might just be a personal thing because I remember this guy, Todd Marinovich. For those who are old enough to remember, Todd Marinovich was known as the Robo QB. Todd Marinovich's father raised him from a child to be a pro NFL quarterback, and like he never drank soda, and he studied playbooks, and he worked, and it worked right up till he was a starting quarterback and a star at USC. Then he got out and he got on his own. He was drafted by the Raiders. And the next thing you know, he was surfing naked, and not in the good way, not in the good way. And he was on drugs, and you know, his NFL career lasted a season. Yeah, ESPN calls him one of the all-time flops, which is pretty embarrassing to me, pretty arrogant, because ESPN is one of the all-time flops. Look at 90s ESPN versus that fiasco that's going on now. Look at the show that used to have Dan Patrick and Rich Eisen and Stuart Scott compared to the nonsense that's on now. And you will see what I mean. ESPN, let's slow down on calling people flops, okay? But anyway, Todd Marinovich was found naked hiding in the backyard of a residence in Irvine. So maybe he was naked and afraid and didn't realize that he wasn't on the TV show. Well, no, whatever it is, it's a damn shame. This poor guy, I feel for him, because you talk about a fall from grace, from what could have been. And he looks bad, and he's arrested for trespassing and drug possession and all of that. I don't know what happens. I don't know what's going to happen to this guy. It's interesting because this is one of those things, when it works, it's brilliant, right? It worked with Tiger. Tiger Woods' father raised him to be a golfer. He became one of the greatest golfers of all time. The Williams sisters raised to play tennis, greatest women's tennis players of all time, and so on. We just watched the Olympics. We saw some of these young Olympians that it's all they've been doing all their life, and they finally got a chance to showcase, and it paid off. And all the parents work. Those are great parents. But what about cases like this, where this guy was shielded from everything in life, and obviously when he got his chance at freedom, lost his mind. So I'm wishing him the best. I honestly wish you luck, Mr. Marinovich, and you have a real addiction, and of course I feel for you on that. This ain't some bullshit porn addiction. I hope he finds, you know, he's 47, so he's still got some time left. I hope he finds whatever it takes to ease his pain. But you gotta admit, finding an ex-NFL quarterback naked and afraid in your backyard, that's some pretty funny shit. And that's what I'm going to close with. Thank you guys for listening. This is Alonzo Bowden asking who's paying attention. September 8th through 8th through 11th, next weekend, I'm going to be at the Improv in Brea. I'm going to be down in Orange County. Maybe I'll see Todd. I'll check out, you know, out back behind the club. He might be back there. If he is, I'll talk to him. And I'm talking to you. It's Alonzo Bowden. Thank you.